Yeah, so according to Rashi, your only potter as long as what? As long as there's a mitzvah, midrabbanan, to be one of the nosei amita. So it's an interesting thing. Generically, midaraisa, it all comes under what? It seems so. But now the rabbanan come along and they make a tzuras a mitzvah out of certain ones.
Okay.
So it seems that once they make a tzuras a mitzvah out of certain ones, then you're potter on a deraisa.
Because it started off deraisa?
Well, when are you potter from Kriya Shema? If you're, according to Rashi, if you're lifnei amita. Yeah, but where is that chiyav? That chiyav generically is from v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, if we're going to believe the Rama. I don't know if Rashi knows it, but...
That's what I'm asking, right?
Right. So, according to the Rambam, generically, it's from v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, but in specific, what? Rachom came along and gave it a specific tzura to be one of the nosei amita. So once the Chachomim give it a specific tzura, then what? It's docha, even deraisa. That would seem to be the way Rashi learns, and isn't that the way the Rambam learns? We didn't do the Rambam. Okay, let's see. That's what would seem to be the halacha. Yeah, so why would that be? Why would that be? It's the deraisa anyways. And the Chacham, all they did was they created it into an entity, but they didn't, it should be Docha deraisa mamonoshach, right?
What's the point of making it into an entity if it's potter from the deraisa anyway?
No, okay. The point of making it into a separate entity is for people to listen to it.
Deraisa, they're not going to listen?
Well, for Haftler and Chakamachas,
Too general,
yeah.
So general, you don't have to keep it.
It's so general, right. That's right. But when they say no say amita, then Rashi would seem to agree with that, because Rashi says... Rashi says... Shekain derech shemischalfin losses lufi shehakol chafetzim lezakos ba. So in other words, once the Chachamim took the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha and they gave it a specific form of tzuras on mitzvah of nosei amita, so it attracts everybody. Now everybody wants to do that. Had they not called your attention to it, so then, you're like,
nice thing to do?
Like you said before, nice, yeah, right, that's right. A lot of half Recha Kamocha, so I'm, again, I have nothing to do, I'll think of them.
Too many.
But over here, Nosei Amita is a very specific, and also it's an attractive kind of a thing. Like a person wants to do that. So therefore, that makes him... and Oseg ben Mitzvah, according to Rashi. In other words, the Oseg ben Mitzvah comes about because of the way the Chachamim formulated it. It's very good. I mean, I didn't realize before I came in here, you know, how nice it works out according to Rashi. Because Rashi says openly, like I just mentioned, that Fisha Kol Chafetzin Liskospo. Zakos, so therefore, why? Because so therefore, since the Chachamim framed it out and they made it an attractive entity, so therefore the guy is waiting to do it. So therefore, he's an Oseg B'Mitzvah. That's the way I would learn Russian. Okay, is that good?
That's only because it's deraisa at its base that it could be...
Right. Like right. It's really deraisa. But he wouldn't be an osik because it's too generic. Yeah, everybody knows that. Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. But the thing is that the Chachamim, by encapsulating it into a form of a mitzvah, they made it an attractive thing, and now he's excited, he's waiting for it. So therefore, he's an Osek B'mitzvah. That's why we're not Rashi. Yeah, so the Rambam, it seems, learns like Rashi, that the Ptur is from Osek B'mitzvah, and the Ein Daito M'Yeshevesalov, Tirdi the Mitzvah. So Ein Daito M'Yeshevesalov Patersen, because he says the same reason by Chasson, same reason by Nasanito. So, Omeisa Mutlofonov, that's the address. The question is, where do you get the Ptur from? So they say, you get the Ptur from Osek B'mitzvah, Patman B'mitzvah. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's Rashi and the Rambam. Okay.
The Nosei Mita and the Omeisa Mutlofonov is tier to the Mitzvah? Mm-hmm. Tier to Makshav of the Mitzvah?
No. No say mita, the Rambam says, because it's tzarech l'chaim.
You're part of Kriya Shema.
Because it's tzarech l'chaim.
It's
not tier to the mitzvah. It's a real hisaskos.
Yeah, but he's not necessarily osig yet.
No, but that's part of, you need the whole group there. So...
You have to be ready. And why is he part of tefillah according
to Rambam? Being ready is part of this hisaskos.
Why? He's part because they need him to do it.
No, and if it's Ein Tzarech B'hem.
Ein Tzarech B'hem says Chayef.
In Kriya Shema, but why would he be Patur in Tefillah?
And what does the Rambam say?
And he just says in Tefillah, in the end of Perek Vav, he just says, Kol Isha Patur Mi Kriya Shema, Patur Min HaTefillah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which halacha is it?
Perek Vav Halacha Yud.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Right, because it's the Rabbanon. The Hilz Krishna is the Raisa. I mean, Tefillah is the Raisa.
Once a day.
Right, doesn't make it the Raisa.
Doesn't make you mean that you can do it later.
It's like Rashi's Rebbeim, right?
But the Rambam doesn't say.
Well, he gives the reason in the Perush and Rishayos.
Yeah, what does he say?
It says over there about Kol Ptur Min HaTefillah about time if Netir Das Alev.
That's what he says? Wow. But Kol Ptur Min HaTefillah. Vahatam Neitir Das Alev. So that's why he pater is who?
Yimulavinus Ameis Afishinamita Tzarech Bahem.
Aha. Aha. It could be what Rambam holds is that you need that the Tir Das Alev that'll potter you from tefillah is not the same tier that's a lave that'll potter you from Krishna. Because tefillah is all middle of Hashem and all the kavanas and everything that's required. So that, even if he's been a malavan, he's potter. But it wouldn't potter you from Krishna because the kavanah of Krishna is not that type of a kavanah. Just ask him a chavan. For the Pirush HaMilim. It could be that's the Pshat Rambam. Okay?
It's a lower level tier, though.
It's a lower level of Kavana. What's that? Is there water in there?
Oh, no, that's my mind.
Don't
get
water?
Yeah, that's it. Yes, no, Pirush HaMilim, the Rambam holds only the first Pasuk in Pirush HaMilim. So he could be Malava. And he could say the Krishna. But for Tefillah, that's a whole lengthy, involved type of a kavanas alev. I mean, the way, especially the way the Rambam spells it out. So there is potter. Okay, that's good. They're looking for an address for the Patur. So Rashi found it in Oseg B'mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah. But Yerushalmi found it somewhere else. Because it says, Kol Yimei Chayecha Yomim Sha'ata Oseg B'chayim V'lo Yomim Sha'ata Oseg B'meisim. So what is he saying? So he's saying it's a separate Patur. Xeris HaKasuf. A separate Xeris HaKasuf. That you're not chayav in mitzvahs, not because of osek mitzvah potter min mitzvah, but because this is not, you're not being osek b'chayim.
You're osek with a mace, you're potter all mitzvahs.
You're osek with mace, whatever that means. So the question is, of course, what does the Yerushalmi mean? I mean, the difference between the Yerushalmi and Rashi is clear, even before we define the Yerushalmi. That according to Rashi, it comes under the heading of Oseg B'mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah. According to the Yerushalmi, it comes under the heading of a specific patur because you're involved in Misa. It's not doing Oseg B'mitzvah. Oseg B'mitzvah, you could be Oseg in many mitzvahs. Okay? So the, this is the specific. That a specific Xeris HaKasuf, that when you're Osek and Mason, you putter from what? From all mitzvahs. Lamantiska. Okay. So, that, I mean, that's what Taisvus quotes Rebbe Bun from the Yerushalmi. Right? The question is, of course, what is the meaning of that?
Right.
Sounds like a drush.
Osek b'mitzvah is a lot easier to say than...
Yeah, but what is it more? Because I'm depressed? I mean, it's a depressing engagement, so that's why I'm potter? I mean, what is the patur? Yes, Mendy gave the answer. That the answer is, when it says, V'lo b'yomim sha'ata osek b'mason, it doesn't mean because mason is not a happy adventure. What it means is that because of Kavod HaMeis, it's a halachic directive stating v'lo b'yomim sha'ata osek b'meisim, because there you can't dilute your activity.
What about osek mitzvah patur mitzvah? Why do you need a special limud for that?
You mean why they don't want like Rashi?
I mean, if you're just saying it's because since you're also going to miss, you're putting out the mitzvahs.
Yeah, well, I could tell you why they didn't want like Rashi.
One second.
Because according to Rashi, you can do it if you give them a kind of shenan.
Yeah.
See, Rashi says, the ain't a massive. Veinim mevarach, vein etzorach levarach, berkas amazin. Veinim mezamein, vein etzorach lezamein, berkas amazin. But veinim mevarach an alav, vein etzorach she yevarach loachem. Veinim mezamein an alav, something else.
See. Yeah,
so according to Rashi, it's osek b'mitzvah patur min HaMitzvah. And the Torah doesn't press you like we said, either that way or the wrong. Not gonna go over again, but the thing is, according to those shittas, you could do it if you want to do it. You could do it. The mitzvah's there, okay. As a matter of fact, if it's easy to do it, it's not derech eretz not to do it. But the thing is that according to the Yerushalmi, it's not simply a halacha that he's potter. He's also to do it. He's not allowed to do it.
Where do you see that he says Asher and he uses the Lashon of Potter?
They say it later. No, that's the Lashon of
Potter.
You also say, according to the Yerushalmi, that
the The Rishonim says it openly. It's take a look at Tesis. Veinim Havarach. Pirush Rashi. Vein Zarek Havarach. Last Tesis. Umash when we talk Perusho, Shem Ratzel Havarach Rashoi. Mihu be Rishami Kamar and Ratzel Lahachmer Ein Shaman Lo. So apparently the limit of the Yerushalmi, the lo bi yomim shata oseg b'meisim, is an oser. Then you must be exclusively involved in the mace, and you're not allowed to do anything else.
Lack and covet.
What's that?
It would lack and covet.
It would lack and covet.
He also just in terms of the text of the Mishnah. He could They picked he's the Kriyat Shema was the first one, like that's the significant it's not just in terms of Kriyat Shema per se, but that was the source of the Limud. It fits in better with Yerushalmi in terms of why they picked that, because you say mitzvos.
Right.
You want to just like putter from all mitzvahs. What's the point of saying all the others, the other three?
Well, it wants to show you the Rabbanan and the Raisa. So Kriyat Shema is the Raisa. Tefillah is Drabbanan, and Tefillah is Daraisa.
So if it's not a Patur, then why did the Mishnah say Patur?
Right, I should say Aser.
Patur, oh, Patur means there's no Chalos Chiyuv. Not that if he wants to, he can do it. But he's Patur, he's Mufka Menemetsus, he's Patur Menemetsus. Like we say, Mace Patur Menemetsus. Doesn't mean if he wants to do it, you know. He's part of the mitzvahs. He's mufka from mitzvahs.
If it said osir, then would I have thought something else? Would I have thought something else?
Well, I mean, the right answer, the right word would be putter, because it's trying to say that there's no chalos chiyav on him. There's no chalos. It's not that there's a chalos isser. It's that the idea is that he's mufka from mitzvahs. There's no special isser.
Because it's serving the positive thing of kavamis.
That's right. And it doesn't devolve on it. Okay? Yeah. So just a second, yes. So how is Mendy interpreting the Yerushalmi? It's an isser. You're not allowed to do it. It's poti in rotsa. Rotsu lahachmer latzmo, ain shamallah. Okay. Just a sec. The Rav gave a beautiful piece of Torah. One of his favorite shiurim. And that is that the Gemara says that one of the Amoroi, the pasuk says lo yitama. Okay, by a kohen. Kohen is not allowed to be metamel or mason, but if it's one of the sheva krovim, so then he's loy lachosa psula krova loy tama, because she's a krov. Okay, so the Gemara says that one amora didn't want to be metame. So it says v'timuhu bal korcho. Balkarchal, and they forced him to be Matamah. So the Rav asked the question, Gemara says that a Zohar min HaKohanim has to be Matamah, but not a Nekeva. So the Rav asked, why? What's the difference? Because if you're going to tell me that you have to be Matamah, and then it's Xeris HaKosov, so she's also Matamah. She's a Kehenis. So the Rav gave an ingenious answer. He said, Lo Yitama means like this. It means that the Kiyum of the Avelus is the Chilul of the Kohuna. The very Chilul of the Kohuna is what the Torah values as the kiyum of Avelos. So an Isha doesn't have chilul kohuna, but a kohen does. Zohar. So therefore, only a Kohen is chayev. Because the halacha is that the Torah said that the chul of the kahuna is the mechayev. So in a similar way, the Rav wanted to say over here, I mean, I'm making it brief. In a similar way, the Rav wanted to say over here that it's the hafkos ha-mitzvos, which is really the kiyum in the in the avelis. So that's why in Ratzel Ahachmer and Shomunlo, because it's the breaking of the mitzvahs that is the kiyum in the avelis.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
That's pretty ingenious. Yeah. That's pretty ingenious, yeah. So now the Yashami really, now the Yashami really is talking. Not simply that it's available, that they're not allowed to because of Kavod HaMeis, it's more than that. It's actually a kiyum of breaking the mitzvahs, showing that you're breaking the mitzvahs in order, because of this avelis. And that's the key in the avelis. That's the key. That's what the Rav says. Does that answer your question? Okay. Yeah, it's a beautiful piece. But he had, Reichman, I don't have it, but Reichman has a sefer, just put out a sefer from the Rav. Maybe it's on Brachos, I don't know. But then he has the whole, he has 25 pages on it.
And this, like,
it's nice stuff. I'd go through it if you wanted to.
In the Rishimos?
In the Rishimos, yeah. Yeah.
I still don't understand the answer to this question. Why is Kavod HaMeis work like this, that it has a status that can, push aside the other mitzvahs, but other
mitzvahs don't.
Kavod
HaMeis
works differently than other mitzvahs.
In other words, according to Taisus, the Kiyum Derabbanan where they don't need them. We're doing Taisus Eil Veilu. So the Kiyum Derabbanan where they don't need them, but it's still a Kiyum to help out, to be involved in the mitzvahs for some HaMeis. So that, there you put the Midrabbanan. But not Midrash. Okay.
So the Gzeres are.
So Taisva seems to learn that he's chayev Midrash. He's putter on drabbanans. Why? Because even though he's not tzarech lahem, they don't need him. But the fact is, he is involved in a derisa of Kfuras HaMeis. So since it's a kiyum deraisa takes precedent over a din derachi of midrabbanan.
Right.
That's what this is. Does that make sense? That's good.
That wouldn't be sufficient to define you as osir.
Taisvus in the beginning, what Taisvus says is, let's learn the girsa of the Bach. That misha meisa mut lefan of potem mi kriyashma minatfilin. And he's not garisa minatfilin. So why, what is he trying to do? He's only goreis min ha-tfilin and min ha-krishma. Why? Because it wants to show you, but the nosei hamita, if it's tzarech lahem, they're pata from the deraisa. But ain tzarech lahem, they're chayev in the deraisa.
Right.
So that's what he wants to teach you. So if you would have put in tefillah, it wouldn't work out. Because he'd be saying that they're pata from tefillah. But you see, then later he says, ve'elu ve'elu p'tur min ha-tefillah, the Mishnah says. So he's talking about the nosei amita. So first he just wants to show you on the deraisa, the difference between the mesa mutlafarav, and where he's always pata from the derisas.
Right.
And the Nose Amita, where it's Tzarech Lahem is pata and Tzarech Lahem is chayef.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he didn't put in tefillah in the beginning, because it wouldn't be true.
Right.
Of course, he'd be saying Tzorach Lahem is Ptur.
That's right, fine.
And ain't Tzorach Lahem is Chayavim, but no, but they're part from tefillah.
Right.
So he has to leave it out. That's what I think Tzorach is saying.
Yeah.
And that's the way the Bach learns, and that's the way the Marshal learns.
Right, you just have this other rogue gear set that doesn't work.
Yeah, right. Right. Okay, we'll stop here.
Rogue gear somewhere.
Okay.